Good morning to you. You are listening to Heart of Mind Radio over the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. And on this program, we work to open up new vistas in experience and in understanding and look at different ways that we can work towards our own evolution and understanding of our lives, the world we live in, and really taking a look at history, the true history of our civilization and our world. And today we're going to have an opportunity to take a look at life and understanding through the perspective of ancient and traditional Kemetic teachings. My guest today is a very dear friend and person I have studied with in the past, Nikita Kimento. And he's going to share with us about changes that are taking place in the New York Earth Center, which has relocated and is having a grand opening tomorrow. So we'll be talking about that. Nikita Kimento is a teacher at the Earth Center, but he is also someone who is really shepherding the whole process. He is the chief scribe and financial officer in the New York School. He has been working with the San Diego Earth Center as well, and he most recently returned from a pilgrimage to the mother continent of Kemet. So I want to say hello and welcome, Nikita Kimento, to Heart of Mind Radio.
Greetings, Kathy. It's nice to be here. A blessing to be on your show again, and greetings to you this morning.
Thank you for joining me. I really appreciate that, because it is really quite rare that people have an opportunity to look into teachings as they have been handed down through many, many generations. And it's very different than what we learn in schools and in our social interactions here in the Western world. So to begin with, for people who may not have heard, can you tell our listeners about the Earth Center and the M-Time School?
Sure. I would first like to begin by paying respects to my teacher, Net Navala Musa Morodenibe, who has transitioned, who is no longer with us, living in his body, but lives on in the spiritual dimensions and in all of the education that he's given to me and the rest of his students. And I want to pay respects to him for passing on these great traditions and keeping through the integrity of his education and then through our education, techniques for living as original human beings on this earth. So let me try to explain. How is the connection? Is the connection okay? I'm using my cell phone.
There's a little bit of a echo, but you know, we'll do the best we can. You're sounding fairly clear. Yeah.
Okay. How about now? Is this okay?
Oh, that's much better.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the Earth Center was a vision that originally started in West Africa. And it was a product of a collective of traditionalists that got together and joined forces in order to preserve the traditional culture back home from the encroaching threat of modernization and colonial culture and colonialism. And eventually this idea and this movement manifested as what we know today as the Earth Center in the U.S. And it is the first mission of its kind originating from traditional Africa in the colonial territory of the U.S. in order to re-educate people in the diaspora and beyond back into original culture so that we may reclaim our humanity through our techniques of living, you know. That's, in a nutshell, kind of what it is. It's almost like a reverse mission, kind of like how the religions and colonial forces put their missions in traditional Africa to convert people away from the traditions. This is a traditional mission, which has been placed in the colonial territories in order to re-educate, colonize people back into the traditions.
Hmm. And that's a very powerful mission, I do believe. Can you tell our listeners about the legacy and the history and where these teachings actually come from within the community of Kemet? I understand that it really dates back probably to pre-pharaonic times.
Yes. A lot of people these days, you know, through the common history that's taught, are probably aware of ancient Egypt and the notion of pharaonic Egypt. And coming from the traditions, the last 2,000 to 3,000 years, we really perceive that as recent history, because the majority of human civilized history goes back 100,000 years, at least, from the current period. And during the last 2,000 to 3,000 years, there's been a decline of human civilization. So when you look at the modern history books, most of what we call ancient civilization that's recorded doesn't date back beyond the last 5,000 years. And traditionally, what we know from our own histories, and I'm talking about coming from the Kemetic traditions, the real stability in human history and what we call the origins of our culture date back to what we would call pre-pharaonic ancient Egypt. So, and that isn't a regional phenomenon, meaning we're taught that Egypt is really a small cultural phenomena that occurred near the Nile Valley in the northeastern portion of Africa. But the Kemetic culture itself was a culture that covered the entire continent of Africa and beyond, going into the Middle East, into the East, and even across oceans at its height, with its capital or center around the Nile Valley. So a lot of people don't understand that. So when we talk about human civilization coming from Kemetic origins, or coming from origins of Nile Valley culture, we're really talking about more of a worldwide civilization with its capital in the Nile Valley. And that's a very important point to make, because I think the way that the geography of the culture has been marginalized in modern history is hard to understand that.
Yes, and but if you do look at archaeological artifacts, you will see that history represented in archaeology, though the Western archaeologists spend a lot of time and energy denying that and not really wanting to support this particular truth of human history. So I think that's an important place to start in talking about the Earth Center. And I want to go a little bit more into the Earth Center and the teachings there that people might participate in, and I would say the initiation process. But through that initiation, there are very real skills and abilities that are nurtured and propagated. So I want to talk about that. But just before getting into it, let us tell people that they have an opportunity to meet you and the other teachers of the Earth Center tomorrow. So let's first tell them about this grand reopening, and then we'll go back into the conversation and remind them about the event when we wrap up.
Sure. There's an event which is a grand opening of a new location of the Earth Center, and it's going to be in Jamaica, New York, and the new location is opening this Saturday, which is tomorrow, February 20th, and it's going to be from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., the grand opening. There's going to be live drumming and refreshments there. Just show up. It's not a fee. You know, there's a suggested donation. And the address is 13742 Guy R. Brewer Boulevard in Jamaica, New York. Zip code 11434. And if you want any further information, you can call this number, 917-559-9219.
Okay, excellent. So people can prepare themselves to make their way out to Queens, New York for that event. And it's going to be, I think, a very special way for people to get an introduction about the work that's done there, the teachings that are shared, as well as an opportunity to actually sample and participate or view the various things that are taught, like the Ka'atipi meditation, and there's going to be a lecture. So there's going to be a lot to participate in, so I think it will be a wonderful opportunity for people. Can they bring their kids if they want to bring their
yes,
children?
Oh, yes, please. It's we're very family-friendly, kid-friendly. And so, you know, you can come with family, children, young folks, old folks, whatever. You know, it's a good environment for that. And also to mention, there's going to be a lecture there by the international director of the Earth Center, Nehez Menu. And it's going to be a lecture exploring the notion of spiritual evolution. And what is that exactly when we talk about that from a traditional perspective? What is spirituality? And then what is evolution within that context? And that's definitely going to be a very informative and great lecture, and it's a great opportunity just to be able to come down and hear that. So I would suggest to everybody, if you can get there as close to 1 p.m. as possible, if you want to hear the lecture, that would be a good idea.
Excellent, excellent. And so going back into the school, I know that there are various different things that you offer classes on, or training, really, and it, you know, it evolves over time. And I would like to excuse me, share with people what those aspects are. I know that there's the Katibi, then there's the is it Sunt, the learning about the herbs and stuff. So maybe you can go a little bit deeper into what people might participate in if they were to engage in this initiation process.
Sure. To kind of bridge what we were talking about into that, I would like to just speak to one thing you had mentioned before, which was very important, which is the fact that really we're talking about an ancient world culture. And this is something that the modern anthropologists and archaeologists fight. They fight against the idea of this. Because as some of your listeners may know, archaeology and anthropology was a kind of a field dominated by a very small elitist European class of people at one point, and still to a majority. This is why I'm saying elitist, because it's a very small elite rich class within the upper class of European society that controlled all of this information for a long time. And, as the modern era has approached, we found a lot of new evidence that deny these older models of history, but academics are very slow to adapt to that, because what it means is to challenge all of the previously existing expertise in their field, and that's a risk that people are not willing to take, and that's a very slow-moving process, So, with that said, we've had initiates and students from all over the planet. We're open to any human being who is willing to begin to explore their spirituality and find out the original techniques to what it means to be a human being. And in times of antiquity, we've found the original civilization all over the planet in places you wouldn't expect. We've had initiates from several continents in Africa who come to kind of relearn or study this ancient history. People from Uganda, people from South Africa, Senegal. We've also had initiates from the East, from the Philippines, Japan, Korea. And we've had initiates from the Americas, like First Nations people from Mexico and South America. And one of the things that always astounds me is when all of these people from worldwide areas get in touch with the traditional notions that are being taught and kept alive in the African initiation, it's very familiar to people from all around the planet. And I've had people from Korea and Japan saying, oh, wow, this is what our grandparents did. And it was just lost a couple of generations ago. And it was the same ceremonies, the same understanding of how the world worked. Same with people from the Americas, from traditional Mexico, traditional South America. And the same with people from all over Africa. And even in the language, the original language we teach, the Medu, we'll find many words from these different cultures that are the same. So what we're really talking about is re-educating human beings back into the original global civilization, where from a time when we were en masse preservers rather than destroyers, the way we are these days, where a majority of the world is living more like the existence of a parasite on the planet rather than living in a symbiotic way meaning living in harmony with nature. So I wanted to bridge that because that was a very important point, is that, you know, academics kind of resist this idea of this larger advanced global culture that existed long ago because the people who wrote the new history books want to maintain authority and say that, you know, in 1492, this is really when the world came together. But really, global society is something much, much older. Mm. So I wanted to just, you know, bridge that gap and kind of open it up to more of a global perspective. And the fact that traditional Africa is really preserving and keeping the flame alive of the civilized human being's original culture.
Yeah, and as you said, it's reflected in the understanding and teachings in many diverse cultures around the world. But, mm-hmm. as you say, it's been lost to a great degree, except in those inner cultures and inner groups that kept secret for many, many years and handed down these traditions and teachings. And I remember when I first came to the Earth Center a few years ago and to discover that the Medu, which many of us think of as hieroglyphics, is actually a spoken, written, living language. So maybe you could speak about that a little bit, because that is part of the teachings that is shared.
Sure. Sure. We at the Earth Center, if you become an initiate at the Earth Center, there's many ways to be involved in the Earth Center, but one of them is to actually enter into the initiation, which is a rigorous educational process that involves taking classes, doing homework, studying. In that initiation, we teach three classes, and those classes are the Medu, which is focused on learning the humanity's ancestral language. Katibi, which is a meditation class that shows, kind of focuses more on the spiritual dimension and meditation techniques. And Sunt, which is a healing class, which focuses on learning the way the body works from a traditional perspective of a healer and beginning to learn the process of diagnosis. And this class then prepares you to begin apprenticing with traditional healers after you graduate. So we have all three classes. The first class that you had mentioned is the Medu. And in the Medu class, we teach what is known as the Medu Mayit. Some of you may have heard of the Medu Neter, which is a kind of the more advanced kind of spiritual text form of the language, whereas the Medu Mayit is the common spoken form. And, you know, as you can imagine, if you're learning a language, you begin learning with the common spoken form before progressing to the more advanced spiritual texts. So we teach the Medu Mayit for the beginners. And as we understand it, as it has been passed down to us, and as we can see in the traditional territories, we remember the Medu to be the original language of humanity that was given to us by the world of the gods. And it evidences itself, as we've seen, in many, many languages throughout traditional Africa. And many societies maintain a very pure form of the Medu that's spoken to this day. So they will say it's a dead language and that it was found through the Rosetta, Stone was the only key to unlocking it. But actually, when you do an analysis on language in Africa and the different tiers of spiritual dialects used, you find that it very much is alive and is being spoken today. So, in several cultures, these dialects that are very close to the Medu and sometimes identical mm-hmm. are used in the spiritual context. So that tells us not only through our history, but through the living practical use of the language, that it is a spiritual language used for spiritual purposes and ceremony and communication between the dimensions.
That's really, to me, it still amazes me that this is true and that it's still alive and available to any who would want to follow this pursuit. So one of the things you also mentioned a moment ago is that there are many ways to interact with the Earth Center, in that perhaps not everyone is initially ready to go into that initiation process, but they want to become involved and they want to learn and perhaps grow in their ability to, you know, be successful through the process. How can people get involved? Of course, there's this special event on Saturday, but what invitation does this open for people who really want to get more deeply involved?
Sure. There's many different levels of involvement. First off, all of our Earth Center locations, everybody's there, all of the students, the initiates, the teachers who are there, are always very open to dialogue and just to kind of hang out. And we have Earth Center locations around the country. We have locations in Chicago, New York, San Diego, Baltimore, West Virginia, and we have overseas in London, Birmingham, England, and in Ouagadougou, Burkina Faso. We have all these locations, and you can find out our locations online at www.theearthcenter.org. And any of these locations, you can either call up or you can drop by, and anybody there is very happy to discuss any topics. If you have questions about the culture, you want to bounce ideas off of the perspective that's maintained at the schools, anything. We're very open. So many of our schools are storefronts, and often we have people drop by and just discuss and have conversations about traditional culture, spirituality, values, you know, any of these things, family. So that's one way to get involved, is just to call Earth Center or drop by an Earth Center, you know. And we're very open to share any aspect of the culture, talk about these ideas, and help people to understand more about the riches that have been shared with us, so that we can share them with people who are trying to get closer to traditional culture.
Beautiful.
So that's one way.
We have to take a station break to make announcements. And
sure.
I'm hoping that you can hang on, because I want to continue the conversation after we take the break. And I also want you to speak a little bit about the healing, because I presume that if people have health issues, that they might be able to actually find traditional healers to help them through some of those health issues. So I would also like to address that. And
I
would also love to hear something about your trip. You went back and you do this rather regularly, you know, go home to Burkina Faso and into that culture, and are really working towards building a life there. But I want you to give people a sense of what it is to immerse yourself in this traditional culture. So we'll be back in just a minute. Please stay tuned, and we'll continue our conversation with Nikitam Kementu.
Wonderful. Thank you, Kathy.
Your best choice for voices outside the mainstream. PRN, the Progressive Radio Network.
This is Bobby Elias.
And it's Dr. Sarah Larson.
Hosts of Let's Create a Better World. Our show is for your body, mind, and soul. to have the latest, greatest cultural, creative information available.
Join us with our expert guests every Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific.
You can also hear our show on the phone at 619-550-0869.
And don't forget about the archives.
We're moving forward on PRN.FM.
And we want you to come with us.
Saturdays, don't forget, every Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific. Let's create a better world.
Hi, I'm Allison Rose Levy, the host of Connect the Dots. We're with you every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Progressive Radio Network. On Connect the Dots, I connect the dots between your personal health and your total health environment with a whole group of experts, advocates, activists, and wise people that connect the dots between what goes on in our total world and how it affects health. Be with us every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time for Connect the Dots. Progressive Radio Network, we're moving forward, and we hope you're coming with us.
Stay tuned to PRN, your source for the best in progressive radio.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio. I'm Catherine Davis, and I am joined by Nikita Kamento, and we're talking about the Earth Center, the MTOM School, and really this beautiful opportunity to connect to ancient Kemetic culture. And the mission of the Earth Center is to provide humanity with the tools necessary to reconnect with Kemetic traditions and spirituality. And I welcome you back, Nikitam. And let's, I guess, go forward with our conversation as you were almost in the middle of a sentence when we took the break.
Yes, yes. Thank you again, Kathy, for having us on. Yes, the different tiers of involvement, which is what I was speaking about, just to kind of wrap that up. I said the very easy way to be involved is always to just call a center, you know, or to drop by, and you can always find out more by doing that. Again, our website is www.theearthcenter.org. And you can find phone numbers and addresses for all of our locations worldwide. Another way of being involved in benefiting from the education is we have a lot of materials. The Earth Center, a branch of the Earth Center, is also a publishing house called Firefly Productions. And we publish a paper version and online version of monthly newspaper, which is called the Sunnyside Magazine. And we also publish the Firefly magazine, which is quarterly, which is a proper magazine that we sell. We also publish a sidereal calendar, which is a traditional calendar going back to the Kemetic origins, our original method of time division. And we also provide different DVDs of lectures that have been done, lectures on different traditional concepts. And, you know, there's different materials like that. So you can also order these things. They're pretty affordable. We have a great book as well called The Philosophy Podium and Tales of Hejta, which is kind of an all-ages book, initiatic stories with different moral lessons. So we have all these things that you can order through the website or pick up at our locations as well. So this is another way to kind of be involved, is to just read up on some of these concepts through the material that's provided through our publishing house, different articles written by initiates and by teachers and traditional priests on different cultural topics. So that's another way. Of course, also online, there's different tiers of membership, and if you sign on our mailing list, you can find out more about that. You can have subscriptions and different membership through the school. And then, of course, the kind of deepest level of involvement is you can actually sign up for classes at one of our orientations and begin your education at the ERA Center through the rigorous kind of classroom and initiation environment. And that's like the heaviest and most demanding level. But in any case, if you sign up on our mailing list, whether you want to just drop by a store or call a store or order magazines or find out when the next class orientation is, you sign up on the mailing list, and those blasts will always be sent out to you so you can be aware of what's happening in your vicinity.
And so that's great. And also, I believe that the ERA Center is a nonprofit organization, 501c3 organization. So if people actually want to support, they could also make a donation and make it possible for this work to continue. Because I know sometimes maybe a little bit older like myself can't make it through the whole process, but we still want to see it thrive so that the mission can be accomplished. So, you know, people can do a lot if they choose to. So I just wanted to put that out there as well.
Absolutely. That's a massive thing. If, you know, we are a 501c3, any donation is, if a monetary donation can be made, that is a wonderful thing. If it's 50 cents, if it's $50, anything, it's a huge collective energy that helps further the projects that we're doing. And some of the projects that we're doing are is really revolutionary. At the moment, we're building, in the process of building a healing center in the mountains, which is a traditional facility, a traditional hospital, really, staffed by traditional priests and healers to rival the magnitude of the colonial hospitals. So if people have any kind of ailment abroad or locally around the healing center, they can come for short-term or long-term treatment, all with natural solutions, with traditional medicines and spirituality. So this is a project that's being built now, which is very big and is supported across several different ethnic groups and initiations back home as well. So this is a big project. You can selectively donate to that, you know, as well as kind of sustaining our operations back home. You can donate to that as well. We have different projects you can find out about on our website.
And this is happening in Merita?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So as we go forward, maybe you could just talk a little bit, if people are sick, there are people locally who can help them, perhaps from some of these traditional healing practices?
Yes, in the U.S. we have two healers usually on hand who have been initiated over the course of the last decade plus enough to be able to do consultations and provide traditional medicine through our network. One of the services that the or one of the branches of the ERA Center is also called Ancasta Natural Healing. And that was something you mentioned before the break, was talking about healing services and some of the reality of healing and what we offer. So Ancasta Natural Healing is a branch of the ERA Center, and it's defined really by what's behind it. And it's a collective of many, many alliances of traditional healers in Africa. That's stretching from Burkina Faso to Togo to Benin, through those countries and beyond. And what we do is we provide traditional herbs for healing purposes. If people want to explore that. And we also provide healing services such as traditional readings. Now, you know, a human being is a very complicated entity. You know, it's not just what we commonly know as the material aspect. there's what we can kind of call immaterial aspects, mm-hmm. or non-material aspects, or the unseen elements of a human being. And in traditional culture, we still maintain expertise in these fields, dealing with the ancestors of a human being, the divinities, the spiritual aspects of a human being. So when a person is dealing with their health, we have herbs that help with basic physical aspect of healing, but we also have herbs that help with the spiritual aspect as well. And when it comes to the spiritual aspect, there's also different kinds of work that must be done, because sometimes many of the illnesses, and from my experience in a vast majority of cases, the origins of health issues have a profound spiritual root. Or the reason why we get sick many times is because of a spiritual issue. And sometimes if we only take medicine to stop the symptoms of these illnesses, we kind of doom ourselves to chronic issues. Whereas if we, you know, are able to kind of treat the source or find a solution for the source that's spiritual, it helps to really kind of deal with the problem in a more fundamental way. Mm-hmm. And that's what traditional culture provides. So the Earth Center provides readings if you want to get a spiritual reading to look at yourself. It's kind of like a checkup at the doctor, but traditional. If you want to see what's going on with your health imbalances and your life, the balance in your life, you can get traditional reading to see and then start from there. And then we also offer a health consultation, which isn't just a spiritual reading. That is if you want to check up on your health using the traditional techniques, we can schedule one of those at our location. And in some cases, if the healer's in your neighborhood, they can come to your place. And they will check your body to see physically how you're doing and if there's any solutions for that. Mm-hmm. So we offer all of these services through Ancasa Natural Healing.
So that's really wonderful. I just want to take a moment to remind people that for those of you who are interested in finding out more, you might want to attend a special event that's taking place tomorrow, Saturday, February 20th. And the Earth Center has relocated, and they're having a grand reopening, and it is between 1 and 8 p.m. The address is 137-42 Guy R. Brewer Boulevard in Jamaica, New York. That's in Queens, 11434. And I'm putting all this information on the Heart of Mind archive page at prn.fm. So if you miss some of this information, you can go to that page, just search out Heart of Mind Radio, and you'll see the links to the Facebook page, the event for tomorrow, and the just really how to get connected in all of these ways. So hopefully those people who are interested will do that. We are running a little short on time, Nikita, but I'd love to hear something about your pilgrimage to Merata, which is actually the traditional name for Africa.
Oh, yes. Sure. The pilgrimage to Merita, yes, that's a traditional name for Africa. We actually we prefer to use that. I don't really know where to start because, you know, I've been in the initiation for about 10 years now. And, you know, I kind of pegged myself as a kind of conscious person before I got involved, but I really didn't have any idea of the magnitude of the change that would be occurring in myself and how I would have to relearn all of these notions that I've kind of been sold over here and really be reeducated, you know, back into my true self. And this has been a big process. You know, expressing my thanks again to my teacher, Nebnala Mustamura Denibig, he kind of opened the gates back into these traditional initiations for me through the Earth Center. And I've been able to be amongst the Gourmandche people in Burkina Faso, Tim people in Togo, the Fon people in Benin, and in Bobo Dioulasso amongst the Dosso. And it's really been an incredible educational experience over the past decade. Just to say that, you never stop learning. And the initiation and education is not something to be played with. And, what we need to kind of learn as a people, as people of color, and just human beings worldwide, because, it's really about race and ethnicity. What humanity has to relearn is the ways to fit back into nature and what it even means to be a human being, what it means to be a man, what it means to be a woman, what survival means, what is spirituality, what are all of these things? What is the goal of a human being? And, this is really a kind of educational process that affects all aspects of life. So for me, every year when I go back, I'm always utterly...
I think your phone is fading. Are you there?
Can you hear me again?
Okay, I hear you now. Yeah.
Yeah. Every time I go back home, I'm always shook every year. Because the veils of confusion are always being continuously lifted. My mind is being cleaned every year that I go back. I live there about 2 or 3 months out of the year. I'm kind of, I came into it in my late 20s. I'm now almost 40 years old. I'm kind of getting closer and closer to reversing the conditioning that, I've experienced in my early life. And it's just a blessed process to be reclaiming spirituality, reclaiming my mind, reclaiming my health, reclaiming my family, dignity for my family, for my bloodline, for the future of my ancestors reborn through my children. It's really an amazing process, and that's what happens every year that I go back.
Mm. Well, that does sound... I would say kind of awe-inspiring. Awe-inspiring would be the best way I could describe this. And I do know that people who are involved in the initiation process who can sustain and keep going with that are invited to these pilgrimages as well, to participate in the pilgrimages. So it really does become an ongoing journey back to the origin of humanity on our planet. So it's an interesting and I think worthwhile, valuable effort. And for those who want to explore this possibility for yourself, or maybe you want to expose your children to it, I think that the younger people are exposed to some of these teachings, the better chance they have. So I think
yes.
It is good for people to bring their young children or their teens. And, a lot of young people in the world today are not thriving. The world doesn't work. They don't understand why. Many of them are suffering from depression and are giving up on themselves. So this could potentially be a real solution for young people who are not able to find their way in this world. Of course, the world doesn't work. But
yes.
They're not old enough to realize that. So I want to really thank you for joining me today, Nikita. And again, if you have a final thought, you have about a minute or so to let people know.
Sure. For everybody, for the information, if you have any questions about the event tomorrow in Jamaica, Queens, you can call the number 917-559-9219. If nobody picks up, just leave your name and a number, and they'll call you right back and provide any information to be at the grand opening tomorrow and to attend that lecture that's being given on spiritual evolution by the international director of the organization, Nehez Menu.
All right. That sounds wonderful. And again, the address is 137-42 Guy R. Brewer Boulevard, Jamaica, New York, 11434. It's from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Try to get there early for the lecture at 1 p.m., but I'm sure there'll be things to participate in the whole day. And the number again is 917-559-9219. So thank you very much, Nikita, and I hope to speak again soon.
Okay, thank you so much. Bless you, Kathy.
Bye-bye now. And so I want to thank our guest, Nikita Kamentu of the Earth Center and MTOM School, now located in Jamaica, Queens. And again, remember, you can come to the website at the Progressive Radio Network, prn.fm, and seek out the Heart of Mind radio page. You'll see on the archive the listings of what we share today, and that will give you an opportunity to really check it out, make those connections if you didn't get all the info on the program. It will be there for you later today when the archive goes up. I also wanted to take a few moments to thank those of you who were able to come to our Heart of Mind Spiritual Support Group that took place this past Wednesday this week. It was a very kind of cozy, comfortable group. We had a lot of fun talking to each other about our journey of spirituality. We had the healing circle where everyone was treated to some healing energy bathing, you know, hands-on energy healing. So that was also a lot of fun for me. And we always have some healers in the group. So as we go, we're going to be expanding that process. Our next event, the Healing Circle and Spiritual Support Group, will be in February, on the 17th of February, and it's from 7 to 9 p.m., taking place at the Commons in Brooklyn, and the address of the Commons is 388 Atlantic Avenue between Bond and Hoyt Streets. And so you could always connect with me through social media and the like. The email for this radio program is heartofmindradio@gmail.com, heartofmindradio@gmail.com. And my personal website, heartofmindradio.com, you could always go there as well. There are many ways to connect. We have a Facebook page, a support group, page connected to our Facebook. So the objective is really to integrate, to grow, and to build a community of mutual support one to another as we grow into the future. Everyone has a different calling, may resonate with a different kind of teaching or understanding. And on this program, Heart of Mind Radio, we explore all these different kinds of teachings for spirituality and for the evolution of our individual selves and humanity in general. We all want to contribute to the revitalizing of our planet and of our lives here on the planet. So please do participate and take part. If anyone wants to join me, I do have a ongoing Qigong meditation class in Brooklyn every Wednesday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. And the location is Studio Maya. You can register at studiomayanyc.com. The web address is Studio Maya, M-A-Y-A, studiomayanyc.com. It's located on 603 Bergen Street between Carlton and Vanderbilt in Brooklyn. So you're welcome to join us. You could drop in and take care of the class once you get there, but you could also register online. And for those of you who would like individual attention, I do have a healing space in Brooklyn. It's in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, and I can be available by appointment for sessions to help with what's going on your physical life, in your body, in your spiritual world, the inner world, and in integrating and moving forward with your life, should you need that assistance, you're welcome to connect with myself either through email, heartofmindradio@gmail.com, or by phone, 347-480-1694. Email is usually the best way to connect quickly, heartofmindradio@gmail.com. But you can also, again, go to the Heart of Mind Radio page on the Progressive Radio Network, the website prn.fm. In addition to connection to our guest for today, you'll find all the numbers and connections to myself. I really am very grateful for your joining me this day, listening to the program, and we do hope that you have been inspired or helped in some way. And we'll join us again next Friday morning at 10 a.m. over the Progressive Radio Network, prn.fm. Take care and have a wonderful weekend. Bye for now.